Occasional fasting has long been a dimension of my own spiritual journey. I've returned to it over the years because for me, fasting is in fact a great source of nourishment on a soul level. It allows us to put the brakes on instant gratification rather than acting and consuming mindlessly. Those pangs of hunger and thirst help me remember what it's like for people who are malnourished, a population of about 800 million people, according to the UN. And this practice is not just abstaining from food, it's also trying to remain truly conscious during the fast, even when lack of food depletes energy. Somehow, you're less inclined to waste time on things that drain us, like displays of anger and ego that never quite satisfy. And there's nothing like the lack of something to enhance our appreciation of it. When you break your fast, you're very grateful for the food we're blessed with.
I think there's a couple of different things going on. Joan Chittister, who's a Benedictine nun, talks about Lenten fast as sort of scraping the sludge off the soul. And I think that's a kind of good image for what happens. I mean, you really, it's true you learn more patience because you don't give in to the hot dog or the, you know, the salad or whatever it is that you see. And food is all around us, so it becomes a very, very present awareness all the time when you're fasting. But what I think happens is you come to more of an understanding of your limitations, and you get to know yourself a little bit more. On a very almost trivial level, you have more time. You know, you're not thinking about where am I going to stop for my next, you know, quick meal, or what am I going to cook for dinner tonight, or I have to go shopping, I don't have enough food home for a meal, and you don't have to clean up after dinner. So, you know, there are some very trivial things that people have talked about, but in a very real sense, that provides you with a change in focus from the trivial to the deeper. And you have time to sit with yourself and whatever your spiritual tradition is to go deeper. And that
time to sit with yourself.
Instead of going to the grocery store, or instead of thinking about, you know, how do I make a way so I can get to the closest donut store or whatever on my way home because I'm really hungry and tired and I need a quick pick-me-up. The pick-me-up has to come elsewhere. And so you're thrown back more on yourself.
And when you say the pick-me-up has to come from elsewhere, where does it come from?
It really has to come from within yourself, from a sense of touching into, if you want to say a higher presence, if that's your language, or a deeper presence within yourself. There is a certain peace that comes when you fast. It seems like a strange thing to say, but there is. And I have heard that from many people.
To tap into a peace that somehow becomes available when you stop the worldly practice of feeding mm-hmm. oneself for a limited period. We're not talking about round the clock, you know, abstaining from food for days and days. We're talking about limited spiritual practice structured in a way that will not harm you.
Right.
And yet somehow the absence of feeding our face opens the door to a dimension of peace. What do you think's happening there?
I think you are able to change your focus. You are able to overlook the present and look into a wider present, a wider future. You become much more intensely aware of what surrounds you, whether it is nature or it's your life itself, it's the people around you, and it gives you the time to, as I said before, just to go within and have a much deeper conversation with yourself.